Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 30th, 2023. What should be the prayer for our soldiers? Question. The army, in Israel, is totally mobilized. No one is running away from serving, there is 100% turnout. Moreover, those who left the country and have been living abroad for a long time, are coming back. They are returning to fight. A serious operation is being prepared, and there may be many victims. What prayer should there be for our soldiers today? Answer: for them to win. To win. This is an enemy that must be destroyed. Whatever they want to do to us, should be done to them. Question: is this what should be put into prayer? Answer: yes. Question: tell me, what is your personal prayer? Answer: for them to return home with victory. That is it? For everyone to return. Question: would it be possible for us all to enter this prayer together? Answer: yes. If we all want it to happen, then it is possible. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 16, 2023. Michael Leitman, on the Times of Israel, Israel before versus during the war. Protests, political conflicts, street uproar and division among the people of Israel mark the situation before the war. We need to combat our lack of unity. The issue is not differing party affiliations, varying viewpoints or demonstrations, but that we want to negate one another, which weakens everyone. It is perfectly okay to disagree and to argue, but we need to respect others and acknowledge their right to their own opinion. Currently, during the war, the animosity seems to have mostly vanished among the people of Israel, and people stand together to provide mutual support. The mixed emotions of war have made us largely forget our hatred of each other. But we are far from distancing ourselves from the pre-war state, and we could return to it in a matter of just a few days. A shared sorrow bonds us for the time being, but the hatred has gone nowhere. We see several heartwarming instances of mutual aid and selflessness, but they are merely the results of the blow we suffered. As soon as the external threat wanes, the internal animosity will resurface. In order to reach genuine unity, we need to be willing to set aside our own interests and opinions in favor of uniting with one another. We are not there yet. Instead, we are in a state that Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, describes as brothers in misfortune. We see several instances of self-sacrifice, mutual support and contribution to society for the sake of defending the country. However, we must not deceive ourselves and think that we have achieved any special form of unity, as it is all happening due to the pressure of a shared tragedy. We cannot carry over such unity to a level of developing our unity in a correct, positive and genuine manner. To achieve true unity, we need to start from scratch, free from external influences that compel us to unite. We need to initiate unity ourselves, aiming to live harmoniously, peacefully and happily, connected to one another, growing closer together and loving each other. This necessitates a shift in consciousness rather than external coercion. Care for the other as a norm, not as a feat. It is a well-known fact that Israel is strong when we treat each other well. Since the war began, we see examples of courage, self-sacrifice, mutual support, and assistance in the people of Israel. So why did we receive such a terrible blow that is comparable to the Holocaust? The fact is that there is no real connection from heart to heart. Now, after this blow, people are doing wonderful things for the benefit of the nation. But some time will pass, 2 weeks, 2 months, and everything will return to the way it was before, and the confrontation will spill out onto the streets again. We are struck by the savage cruelty of what happened. But this is not the first time in the history of Jewish people that such a catastrophe has occurred, and we still do not draw any conclusions. We must realize that cruelty is inherent in human nature, especially toward the people of Israel. After all, it is written in our Torah that we must be the best. The Creator intended it this way, that we must set a good example for everyone, and if not, then other nations treat us worse than everyone else. What should we be the best at? Actually, in everything. And above all, in relationships with each other. We are obliged to help each other, to love and to feel close to each other. Now we feel this closeness, but only because we are afraid that this will happen again. But as soon as fears dissipate, we will again become indifferent to each other. A person receives strength for heroic deeds from the feeling that he is doing the good and the right thing. This allows him to go even against the instinct of self-preservation. That is why he is called a man and not an animal, which acts only according to instincts. We must see examples of how we should all be toward each other in these selfless actions and realize our responsibility to save our neighbors. This is how we must act not only in the hour of disaster, but every day. After all, we must understand that we will always be in an emergency situation until we achieve love for our neighbor as for ourselves, until attention, unity, care, and mutual assistance become commonplace for us, and not a feat. From CAB TV's An Inside Look, October 15, 2023. What determines the height of the spiritual level? Question: what determines the constant height of the spiritual level? Answer: the height of the step is not constant. It is we who climb the steps, and the height of the step itself depends on which egoistic desire we can rise above and overcome, so it does not affect us. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 10, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Attach a prayer to every action. Question: Balha Sulam writes that prayer arises only when strength runs out. Should we not accompany every action we take with prayer? Answer: when a person has absolutely no strength to turn to the Creator, and there seems to be no opportunity for him to act, then his prayer is truly complete because he turns to the Creator from his own emptiness. In this way he goes forward. The Creator helps him. But this does not negate the fact that you should try to add prayer to every action. You need to figure out what you really want. Admit to yourself what kind of help from the Creator you need, and only ask for it. Approach it from all sides. Question: what does it mean to approach it from different sides? Answer: each of you has your own desires, your own understanding. This is how we must approach the Creator. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 18, 2023. Everything is obtained by the power of prayer. One common heart directed to the Creator. Question: you said we should check if our prayers are directed at the Creator. What is this check when we compose the prayer of the ten? Answer: we must constantly check whether we are directed from heart to heart and whether all our hearts are together into one big heart that is directed to the Creator. That is our work. We must try to imagine this in a group, in any of our connections, and from this unity, aim to the Creator. Then, when we begin to feel the Creator within our connection, we will already feel Him and begin a different work, the spiritual one. Therefore, with the help of the problems that He causes in us, He tries to raise us to the next level and direct us to Him. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 9, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "there is none else besides Him." Exalt righteous over wicked. Question: what does a righteous one do with the mountain of evil that he or she sees in front of them? Answer: he is trying to overcome this evil and turn it into good. The fact is that wicked and righteous exist in one person, and therefore he wants to kill this wicked within himself, or at least lower it, and, on the contrary, raise the righteous, exalt him above the wicked. In this way, one will be getting closer to the Creator. The righteous and the wicked exist in each of us, and the way we treat them depends on us. They cannot exist alone. They always seem to complement each other. Therefore, a person, feeling that he is wicked, corrects something in himself and against these corrected properties he feels righteous. But, in principle, they always replace each other, wicked one moment, righteous the next, and again, wicked one moment, righteous the next, and this is how a person rises, a step with his left foot, a step with the right one, then again, a step with his left foot, a step with his right one. Thus we move forward. Question: how is the property of the righteous replaced by the property of the wicked? Answer: new egoistic desires arise in a person, and it turns out that he becomes wicked. This happens in order for him to correct all his properties, so that all the evil, about which the Creator said at the beginning of creation, "I have created the evil inclination," will be corrected by him for good, but at the urgent request of a person. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 15, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is calamity that comes upon the wicked begins with the righteous, in the work. The beginning of a new historical development. To unfold world history along an axis, you would need to take approximately 200 axes in parallel, and on each of them draw what happened in 200 different regions of the world, and explain this by focusing on the progression of egoism, which transformed in such a way in these parts of the world, in the environment, and in the people themselves. But to describe our entire history in this way, imagine it in myself, yet it is impossible to even begin to verbally express this entire huge picture. We need to take some fragments and describe them. But what for? We will not learn anything from them. We do not need this at all. We now need only one thing: to understand that we are in a different world, in a different connection with each other, where all these regional and egotistically developing axes have united together into one circle, into one scheme and complete dependence on each other. We have no idea what this system of complete mutual dependence is telling us, that we are unable to do anything. Not him, her, you, or me, nobody. What can we do then? The only thing we must do is connect with each other, like this system, which is now manifesting itself before us and inside of us. Connect with each other? But can we? No, we cannot do it ourselves. We must only make attempts, and then nature, which in the language of Kabbalah is called the reforming light, will begin to unite us. That is all it will do. And everything else, no matter what we do, is completely in vain. We must take care to feed ourselves. After all, we humans consist of an animalistic part, body, flesh and bones, and of our inner part, a spiritual part, which must be developed in connection with others. Therefore, the animalistic part needs to be fed and properly taken care of for everyone. In this, we are absolutely equal. And in the spiritual part, we must connect with each other. Today we have practically no other task and no other opportunity. This is it, that one person, egoistic world is over. We need to understand that the problem is in us. We must change ourselves to be like nature. Just as it is all interconnected, so must we enter into it consciously interconnected with all its other parts. All previous history was the history of egoistic development. Now begins the story of our mutual development, mutual concessions, mutual support, and mutual attention, up to mutual love. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The History of Human Development, October 31, 2011. Disease is the consequence of separation from the Creator. All diseases are a consequence of moving away from the Creator, and every cure, coming closer to Him. Therefore, if the Creator shows a new distance that separates us, it is only in order to show us a new place to work to get closer to Him. All states should be taken as moving away from the Creator because He gives us a new gap that needs to be healed and corrected, first among us, and then between us and the Creator. We heal it by asking the Creator to bring us closer so that we come to a corrected, that is, a healthy state. The Creator purposely distances us so we get closer to Him. So each time, we move a little further away, and then we get even closer until we reach full and final adhesion. The doctor is the Creator we turn to and ask to heal us, to heal our hearts from extraneous thoughts, egoistic desires, and separation from each other. This is the source of the disease. We ask the Creator to heal all the space between us until we are completely united in one heart. If a person agrees with one's distance from the Creator, then the Creator has no other choice but to further increase the distance between him or her and the Creator, so one finally feels where one is at. After all, if a person is sick, but does not yet feel they are ill, they cannot be cured. This is why the Creator performs various actions so we feel the distance between us and want to heal this separation, that is, get closer, above it. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Reinforcing ourselves with "there is none else besides him."